I identify myself with abundance and health.
I identify myself with abundance and health.
I identify myself with abundance and health. I identify myself with abundance and health.
Now, you have just heard unbiased request reports from friends of ours who are identifying themselves with abundance and health. Now, what we'd like to do is to ask these friends if they would like to tell us what that means to identify myself with abundance and health. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, moderator today, with the thought for today from God Unlimited University of Healing here in Campo, California. And it's a lovely day today. The sun is shining, a little bit overcast, but not bad. And the temperature is reasonable outside, and it's quite lovely. And every one of the monks here is just filled with energy and vitality and vigor. And our guests here are just expressing absolute health and absolute abundance. So, I identify myself with abundance and health. Now, friends, what remarks would you like to say?
Well, when I identify myself with abundance and health, I think abundant thoughts. I think healthy thoughts.
You do. Well, now, when you think abundant thoughts and healthy thoughts, let's just take abundant thoughts. What would it mean for you to think abundant thoughts?
Well, when I think abundant thoughts, I think my crops are coming in good. I think that my wife and my kids are behaving like they should. And I make sure that everything is understood because I try to rhyme things. But I identify myself with abundance because abundance is a wonderful thing to identify yourself. And, you know, we in Texas, we know abundance. We have land in abundance, and we have oil in abundance, and we have money in abundance, and we have women in abundance.
Oh, you do, Well, what does it mean to have women in abundance?
Well, son, to have women in abundance means the women know who they are.
Well, what do you mean they know who they are?
Well, the women know that they're number one.
Well, I think that's wonderful. I imagine every woman in Texas would love to be fully aware of that.
Well, son, every woman in Texas is aware of that because we Texans make sure that our women realize that they are our equals.
They're your equals? Wow. You've come a long way. They always knew they were your equals, but you didn't.
Well, son, we Texans sometimes need to have a good swift kick in the backside and a good club in the head, you know.
Well, who did it for you?
Well, son, to tell you the truth, the women. They helped us wake up because they taught us that if we're going to have abundance, we got to have abundance first in our heart.
Oh, abundance in your heart first. Well, how do you get abundance in your heart?
Well, son, stop and think about it. If you do what that guy 2,000 years ago taught, remember him?
You mean Jesus?
Yeah, that guy. And you know what he taught? He says, give, and it'll be given unto you according to how you give. Give, 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 give. Well, we Texans are great givers. But we didn't realize that our wives were telling us what to give. They pulled a fast one over you. No. They didn't pull a fast one over us. We just hadn't been awake.
Well, that's very honorable of you to say that.
Well, son, if you're going to grow, you got to be honorable. Because if you're not honorable, you just don't grow.
Well, sir, what about health? How does identifying yourself with health bring health into your experience?
Boy, stop and think. Have you ever heard a Texan say, I'm sick, I ain't got? Have you ever heard a Texan say he was limited in any way? Did you ever hear him say that his health was not the best in the world?
Well, tell you the truth, no.
And you never will. Because Texas knows it's an unlimited state. It's the Lone Star State, but it's the unlimited state. We are the biggest state in the Union. We're the biggest state in the world. We're the biggest of everything. We have the biggest women and the biggest men and the biggest children, and we do everything in perfect health.
and we have the biggest aura that you could ever want to see. Now you look at a Texan, and he's reading a book. He doesn't need a lamp. He's got his own light that he reads by. Well, my goodness sakes, how can we learn to do that? Well, it's a little late, son. You're born in the wrong state. If you were born in Texas, you would have no trouble at all. Well, sir, thank you. I identify myself with abundance and health.
Yes, you do.
What do you mean, yes, I do? Well, whenever I think about abundance and health, I think of me. I think I have the happiest life in the world. I'm surrounded by the most beautiful, lovely people in the world. I have the healthiest body in the world. I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. You say you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? Wow, what a great statement to make. Where did you get that?
Well, if you'd open your eyes, you'd realize that Dr. Barley taught us that.
He did? I've been a student of his now for nigh on to so many years, and I haven't heard that.
Well, you weren't listening. If you don't listen, you don't learn. And if you don't learn, you don't get anything from it. Dr. Barley says a lot of great things, and if you just listen, you'd be surprised how wonderful he is. Oh, I just love that man. He's just so wonderful.
Oh, I concur, ma'am. I concur. He certainly is a wonderful man. He teaches good stuff.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Now, that sounds like a bit of worshipful sigh there, miss. Do you worship Dr. Barley?
No, but he sure is a good teacher.
Well, you got a point there. I identify myself with abundance and health, and abundance and health are the most wonderful, happy, fun things you could ever do in your life. So, my friends, if you want abundance and health, identify yourself with it. If someone says, how are you today? You say, I'm fine. Not, well, I feel kind of poorly and got a headache. No, don't let anyone else think any thought about you except how wonderful you are. And so you have to outpicture that. And when you outpicture that, all of a sudden your body says, oh, we're feeling good today. Okay, super, you know. And, oh, we're feeling rich today. Ho, 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 you know. And all sorts of wonderful channels open up for the abundance of the universe to be revealed through us. But it's a necessary thing.
You can see why I love Dr. Barley so.
Well, now, yes, ma'am, that's enough of that now. But you see, the thing is, you're not smiling, sir. The thing is, when we have fun learning spiritual truths and putting them into practice, it's so much easier and so much more delightful. But when we make it so serious, and we make it so tedious, you know, we no longer find it a joy to do it. And we want to be ourselves and have fun at every turn of the road. And I love the road well traveled. I don't travel the road less traveled. I travel the road well traveled with beautiful beings just like me, who love what they're doing and who love themselves and who are having fun being themselves. So, I identify myself with abundance and health, and I am abundance and health. There is nothing else that matters. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you,
I love you.
I love you. I love you.